This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The world uses, give or take, 100 million barrels of oil a day. The world produces, give or take, 100 million barrels of oil a day. It's a pretty delicate balance, and it doesn't take much of an imbalance to seriously affect the price. See also cutting off Russia, or even the threat of cutting off Russia. The easy answer when prices go up is to just pump more. That is, however, as we all know, a delicate geopolitical and environmental dance. And yes, the United States could produce more by itself. Not enough to completely fill the gap, mind you, but some. The thing is, even if we decided today we were going to start drilling, it'd be a good long while before any of that oil made its way out of the ground and into a refinery. Just how long a while? Andy Euler is our energy guy.
It's natural to look at a gas pump that reads $4 a gallon or more and wonder why oil companies based in the United States aren't putting more oil onto the market. One, to take advantage of these higher prices, and two, to help out American consumers.
The problem is, and the harsh reality for U.S. oil markets, is that there is no switch that anyone can flip to suddenly turn on oil production overnight. There just isn't.
That's Clark Williams Derry. He's an analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
There is probably going to be a 6 to 9 month lag between today's high prices and the time when the oil industry can bring significant amounts of new production online.
Now, some drillers are already ramping up in the Permian Basin of West Texas and the Bakken Shale of North Dakota. Those are mostly privately owned companies chasing profits now. But public companies and their investors have been burned in the past by what people in the industry call irrational exuberance, and they're moving a lot slower. Michael Lynch is a fellow at the Energy Policy Research Foundation.
If you have started to talk about spending more, like 20%, but they're still feeling pressure from the capital markets and so forth to not go hog wild, as they have a tendency to do historically.
And when it comes to major oil companies, the multinationals, they're not limited to increasing production in West Texas or the Dakotas. They have lots of other cheaper options. Fracking shale wells is more expensive than getting oil out of conventional ones. Francis O'Sullivan is an adjunct professor at MIT's Sloan School of Business. He says they have higher input costs, require more work and equipment to get the oil moving.
So even though it has the capacity to ramp up production quickly, it's important to recognize that that's certainly not a low-cost source of new production.
O'Sullivan says high oil prices are both a blessing and a curse for companies trying to get crude out of the ground. Sure, they're able to charge more for a produced barrel, but their service providers can also charge more for their labor. That is, if there's any available.
You know what's going to happen with the price of oil going through the roof. Equipment's going to be hard to find. Crews are going to be hard to find.
Paul Bommer is a senior lecturer in the Department of Petroleum Engineering at the University of Texas at Austin.
You might have 100 wells you'd like to complete, but you can't get the equipment and the people to complete them.
And Bommer says that's only going to increase the amount of time between the drill bit hitting the dirt and the first gallon flowing into your tank. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.